Yeah, Chris.
Moose makes meats. There you go. There
no,
you
go. No. Moose is plural for moose.
Moose makes meat.
A bunch
moose
of
moose is plural for
moose.
For moose because of the same reason deer is plural for deer.
Exactly.
A four-legged mammal always has the same for plural. I just made it up. Did that work?
I don't know. We got to consult Wikipedia for that one. That being said, multiple crows is called a murder. Three or more crows is called a murder. Two crows is attempted murder.
You ever hung out with any crows?
No.
Yeah, murder's going to happen.
Oh, no. Ladies. No. One more. The moose's biggest predator. You look at a moose and you're like, what predator? What predator? Okay, preterizes?
Preteritis? What the hell?
What hunts a moose? There we go.
Predator preys on the moose?
There we go. There you go. Thank you. You want to take a guess?
Let's see. I don't know. I imagine like it has to be some type of sea life since it's dumbass.
There you
go.
Underwater. Yes. Killer whales are the biggest predator to moose because they're like, I'm going to go get some seaweed. No.
I could see that.
Yeah.
What are you doing down here?
You ain't supposed to be down here. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm your host, The Roscoe, with my co-host, Chris. And welcome to Leave Your Powers at the Door. Start the music. Ladies and gentlemen and everything in between, welcome back to Leave Your Powers at the Door. Once again, I'm your host, The Roscoe, with my co-host, Chris. I almost said, once again, I'm Chris.
we almost Chris again.
And welcome to Leave Your Powers at the Door.
So, Roscoe, What's your power for today?
Right now, I'm feeling a little bit of Rock Lee right now.
Rock Lee, okay.
Yeah. I just feel like kicking people. Look, I had a rough weekend at work, and I just feel like dropping my weights and kicking some people. Unlock the gates and kicking some people. Wrapping people up, dropping them on their head.
Third gate, open!
All that. But also, I've been drinking a lot because of my job. So the whole drunken fist Rock Lee thing, give me that. Oh. Put it right on back.
Cool.
What you feeling today, Chris?
Well, if you saw how I came out of Greensboro today, at the powers of storm.
Really?
Yeah, we had a thunderstorm warning that hit my phone right as I was leaving.
Mm.
And I promise you, as soon as I hit the edge of Greensboro, sunshine and bright skies. like, and the storm was horrible. Like, I drove through like the edges of it, and then once I got out, it's like the rain was like, like it just.
Oh, we're
crazy.
You're good. Stop. You're good.
Okay.
We're stopping. Oh,
we're
okay.
Just playing. We're just playing. No, Greensboro probably getting tore up right now.
Oh, you gotta drive back through that.
I'm hoping it'll be over by the time I get back. Mm. Just have soaking wet dogs to deal with.
Zeus. Oh no. Pom-pom. Poor Zeus.
Well, Zeus shakes it off. But Pom Pom, he's a Pomeranian poodle mix, toy poodle mix. So he's just a bunch of hair.
Wait. You got a Pomeranian named Pom Pom.
I didn't name him.
All right.
I did not name him. He was came to me with that name.
All right.
Well, yeah, that'd definitely be soaked when I get home.
Oh. So we're getting closer and closer to the suicide. Squad, I mean.
Yeah, to Harley Quinn 3, right?
I think so.
You had Suicide Squad, and then you had the Birds of Prey, and then Harley Quinn Part 3, Suicide 2.
Okay. Yeah,
let's be real. That's who we're going to watch.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to watch Harley Quinn. I'm going to watch Killer
Shark.
Go
ahead and say Booster Gold.
I want to say Booster Gold.
False.
But King Shark, Killer Shark, Killer Croc,
King Shark.
King Shark.
Killer Croc is another DC character.
Hey.
He was in the first Suicide Squad.
He was.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, that was a reason. Shock. That was a reason I said it.
They need to have a showdown.
But do you think this is gonna be like, as far as DC movies have been going?
Yeah.
With Batflack and all that, Shazam. I mean, Shazam was good, but everybody was like, you know. Do you think this is going to be like a great release for DC?
Well, judging from the other Suicide movie and the popularity of Harley Quinn, I think it's going to do all right.
Yeah.
But my thing is, like, with these movies, do you think that they lose a little bit if they don't make a rated R movie? Like, if it's PG-13.
Oh, most definitely.
You know, it's losing some from the story, maybe.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was the same thing with Deadpool. Like, people were, like, thinking it was going to be PG-13, and they're like, eh, I don't know.
Yeah, Deadpool.
But as soon as they saw that R on it, you know? Like, it had to be. Like this movie has to be rated R to keep the crowd coming.
Yeah, but then you make it rated R to get that crowd in to tell the story, all the good reasons. Then you have the bad reason of rated R is you're losing a large portion of your audience because now kids can't watch it unless they have bad parents.
Look, I've seen people walk into GameStop and buy their 12-year-olds GTA 5, all right?
Or you just do like I did in middle school and high school. Go to the movies, buy a ticket for a movie that you can get into, and then just walk into the other movie and sit down and be quiet.
But anyway.
I guess you're cutting it out.
Here you go. Anyway. But yeah. King Shark and whoever John Cena is playing in Suicide Squad. That's who I'm excited to see. Okay, oh, yeah. And Peter Capaldi.
They got an all-star cast.
They really do. Peter Capaldi, for those who don't know, he played the 13th Doctor.
So
Doctor Who.
We're going to officially call it a Harley Quinn series. But do you think this is the best movie series that DC has?
So far.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the Joker flopped. Batflack flopped.
Hard.
I mean, like, really the only thing Batflack had going on for him was the Superman and the Justice League and then the Schneider Cut and Steppenwolf and all that jazz going for him, which was great and everything, but there was just too much going on.
You know, he could be like Superman. Only thing Superman had going for him was Martha. If his mother was
How do you
name,
know that name?
If his mother wasn't named Martha, then he would have been...
It would have been a wrap.
It would have been over. Like, that's all he had going for him. You're letting him kill Martha. Mm. How do you know the name? Wait a minute. Martha's already dead.
So, Chris, do you have the power?
The power?
The power of Castle Grayskull.
I have.
No, you're not. No, you're not. No, you don't.
Have you seen the new episodes, though?
Yes. It's So He-Man Masters of the Universe Revelations came out earlier this month on July 23rd. Did you watch any of it?
I have not.
It's only five episodes long.
Okay.
Yeah. It's only been out for a few days now, but still, like, you can.
So I just have to say, after the Disney series, WandaVision, Falcon and Winter Soldier, Loki, and then I finally watched Game of Thrones. I'm trying to stay away from series right now because I binge watch, like, you won't believe.
It's only five episodes, so.
But yeah, even though it's just five episodes, like, so five episodes, that might be done tomorrow if I.
Exactly. Five episodes, 30 minutes. Not even. You know, it's when they say 30 minutes, it's more like 23 and then the credits. And Netflix skips all that for you in the first place, you know? But it's great. I mean, Skeletor had a voice change.
Uh-oh. You sure it's not a variant?
Shut up.
Skeletor?
Shut up. It's not.
Call the TVA.
Call the TVA. Make sure it's not Mumra or something.
Ow.
Wow. But no, definitely not a variant. But, I mean, the voice actor they got to do the new Skeletor, like, he has the same, like, quippy, like, I'm gonna be an asshole for no reason, Skeletor type quips and all that jazz. So Skeletor as a villain goofy villain is still there.
Okay. So he's still a jerk.
That's all I cared about. But yeah, it's great. Also, quick a little bit of insight. You said Game of Thrones. Cersei?
Yeah.
Is the voice of Evil Lyn in it.
Oh.
Yeah. Ooh, ooh. So yeah. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. We know our producer has a crush on Cersei, so just
is she gonna get crushed again in this series?
I hope so.
Horrible.
That ended. Oh my god. See, my favorite character in Game of Thrones was Jaime Lannister.
Really?
He had the biggest redemption arc. From pushing Bronn off the tower to finding Bryn of Toth and, you know, saving her from the bandits and then, you know, creating that bond with her and then, yeah, like, fighting, like, on the battlefield, fighting dragons. And then, you know, deciding to go save Sansa and warn the Starks and all that jazz.
Yeah.
And then he threw it all away when he tried to go back to Cersei. No.
Yeah, he shouldn't have went back to her.
But, like, he had such good development, like, of all the storylines.
I don't know.
Whose storyline are you giving it to?
You know who I'm giving it to.
Daenerys?
The real hero. Nope.
Jon?
No. No. The real hero.
Oh.
Who killed the Night King?
Oh.
Arya, I think is
Arya.
How you say it. Yeah. Like, when you watch her story, she went from just hiding in the walls and you know, peeping secrets and stuff because she's hearing everything, to she went off on her own and was like, really couldn't take care of herself. Almost died
and
a million times.
She found the Hound.
She found the Hound and the guy with the many-faced god. And
that storyline kind of popped up and created a giant plot hole.
No. All right, so she finds the many-faced god, right? And so if you pay attention when she killed the Night King, like, she had to enter that room. There was zombies surrounding a circle. His generals were there, and he was there at the front. She had to get past all of that to get to him. She used one of the zombie faces. She was in that crowd, and then, like they didn't know because the mini-faced god skills that she has.
All right, I'll give her that.
And that's how she was able to get close enough to kill him. And then, deep meta cut for me, the knife drop move. Because if you just saw Black Widow, they did the same move. I'm like, what?
Falcon and Winter Soldier. Bucky did it.
I'm
going
to start practicing it. That must be like just a killer. You drop the knife to the other hand and stab him in the gut.
Oh, fraud combo. That's what happens.
That's
when
what
you do the knife drop.
Like, oh, no.
Ka-chow. For many of you that don't know, Mobius. What's his name?
Mobius?
No. What's the real guy's name?
Oh, Owen Wilson.
Owen Wilson is also the voice of Lightning McQueen. So sometimes you'll hear us say wow and ka-chow for no reason.
Well, yeah, Owen Wilson's like been there for a long
time. Dude, American Pie. Like
the first movie I saw him in was Anacondas. With Ice Cube.
He wasn't
Anaconda. I didn't even know who he was back then, but like his character was always so funny to me, and I was like, oh, he's a comedy actor. That makes sense now.
Look, Anaconda was one of the first times a black man survived a horror movie. The second time was Deep Blue Sea with LL Cool J.
Oh,
because Samuel Jackson didn't make it, but LL Cool J did. You gotta be a rapper. You gotta be...
Well, this is my thing. If you're a black guy in a movie, and then you see that Sam Jackson's in the movie too, you're probably safe because he's gonna die for sure.
Yeah.
So if they don't come back around to you, you made it.
Oh man,
he has to have the record for the most deaths in movies.
Samuel Jackson?
Yeah.
No, it has to be Sean Bean.
You think so?
The Lord of the Rings, Ned Stark. Sean Bean has to, every movie he's in, every series
the
he's
same
in.
Same thing with Sam though.
He didn't die in Avengers. He got snapped.
He died multiple times.
He
died in Winter Soldier and came back. Remember that?
Yeah, but he came back, Chris.
But he died.
Shut up.
Of course he comes back. Mace Windu died.
Look.
A Time to Kill, he looked like he was dead in that movie.
Bruce Willis? How many times has he died?
Bruce Willis, he never dies.
Oh, no. In a movie called Die Hard, you think he
They made six of those or something at this point.
Look. All of Die Hard is a prequel to whatever. I see dead people. He was dead in those movies the entire time.
Oh, man.
Have you heard of the Bruce Willis theory?
You know, as a matter of fact.
What? Wait, you have?
There's a Bruce Willis theory I have.
Wait, no. I was joking, but do continue.
It's not a theory anymore. It's like a fact of life.
What?
I service this to my fans. This will make your life better.
All right, here we go.
When you're going to watch a movie that has Bruce Willis in it, right? If his hair is long, it's going to be a crappy movie.
Oh.
If he has a short hair, watch that movie.
Same can be said about Jason Statham.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Watch it.
Crank.
Did any have long hair in Redemption? I hated that movie.
I hated Redemption. God. I'm like, what am I watching?
Like, what?
But no, like, when you think of, like, action movie stars, they're always bald.
Yeah.
Even Breaking Bad. He went bald near the end of the series, and that's when it started getting good.
But he was, didn't he have cancer or something?
Look, potato, potato, cancer, cancerado. Anyway, David, cut that out.
Luke Cage went bald.
He
had an afro historically in the comic books, and then the series is giving him a bald head and amped him up.
Yeah. Krillin. Krillin from Dragon Ball Z is the most dangerous human in that universe. If you really think about it.
He doesn't have a nose. Birth defect?
Birth defect.
Okay, fine.
Are just lazy artists?
Or too much solar flare. Burned it right off.
Look, Krillin is the strongest human on the planet in the DBZ universe.
He
saved his wife. He's a cool husband. And they went to the tournament. Him and his wife went to the tournament of power. Be like, hey, I know you're tired. I'm tired. We got to go save the universe so our daughter can, you know, continue living.
Man, all I know is I fell in love with Krillin. I think they were fighting. It was either Vegeta or Frieza, like one of the early series. And they had him cornered. It was nothing he could do. It was clear he couldn't win the fight. He solar flared and took off.
It was the Ginyu Force.
Okay.
It was after the Vegeta saga, but in the middle.
I always love it when like heroes know their limits. That always makes me appreciate them that much more. Like, yeah, I can do stuff, but I'm not gonna fight you.
No. Yeah, it's great, but look, it's always you see your side character, your favorite. Who's your favorite side character in anime? Just name a side character that sticks out to you.
Piccolo has to be the
Piccolo.
One.
All right. Whenever Piccolo starts having flashbacks of when he first crashed down on Earth and then fighting Goku and then raising Gohan, what happens shortly afterwards? He gets his ass kicked.
Well, in my defense, the reason I appreciate Piccolo is because he's the Sam Jackson of DBZ.
He really is. If you don't think Piccolo wouldn't be saying mother, like, he totally would be. We gotta go to Namek. That's my hometown. Oh man, my planet is getting enslaved and blown up.
Hey, be this so you finally go home, and they just show up and blow up your planet,
motherfucker.
That's what they needed.
I live here on Earth because I ain't got no planet no more, motherfucker.
What was it? If you remember the series, the planet was blowing up, and they made the wish and brought back the people that died, and then wished them over to Earth. So they would be safe.
Why didn't they just wish back Namek?
No, my thing is I want to see a scene where like Piccolo comes back and they get wished to Earth. And like, mother.
Yep.
That's the time he was here.
Man. But yeah, I agree. Piccolo. Great black father figures in anime history.
I wouldn't call him a father figure.
Look, Goku was dead for like how many years after... the Cell saga.
Stuff
and who was there?
Say about cartoons and anime. He was there for how long before he came back?
Look, Goku was dead for like 3 years. He was raising Gohan and then was there for the birth of Goten. Wait a minute.
Wait, did you do the math?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Goku might need to talk to Chi-Chi about Goten. But anyway. Wait. No, he would need to talk to Vegeta about Goten, because Trunks and Goten were the same age.
He may need to talk about Trunks. So time traveling bullshit.
Yeah. Look, Trunks came back like twice. The whole Android and Cell saga. But in Dragon Ball Super, he came back again because Goku Black was destroying the future. I know you don't know about it, Kirby. I'm gonna watch Dragon Ball Super. It's fine. We're not talking about GT, so everything's cool. But you remember the Supreme Kai?
Yeah.
There's like a network of Supreme Kais. Every god of destruction, Beerus, and every angel, Whis, they have their Supreme Kai. This Supreme Kai was from an alternate universe, a variant, if you will, and went rogue because he didn't like Goku's Supreme Kai. So he decided to like pull some Captain Ginyu stuff and steal Goku's body permanently, and then went to Trunks's future to screw up the timeline. So he was really fighting a Supreme Kai that did the mega super fusion ha with an evil Goku.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was a tough fight. It was Trunks, Vegeta, and Goku fighting one guy. It was tough to watch. But as soon as Goku Black said, yeah, and then I went to your timeline and killed Goten, Gohan, and Chi-Chi, it was the maddest I'd ever seen Goku. In all of DBZ lore, it is the maddest I've ever seen Goku.
Well, you got to realize Chi-Chi and
Bulma?
Gohan, the original, the grandfather Gohan.
Oh, yeah.
They're the reason why Goku's good.
Yeah.
Like, if you know the whole story, like, yeah, he fell and bumped his
Dragon
head.
Dragon Ball.
Yeah, he was coming to take over Earth, and then he bumped his head, lost his memory, and they raised him to be good. So, like, Chi-Chi is his reason for being good. Like, yeah, Chi-Chi is his John Wick dog.
Oh, no. God. I just imagine Ebony Maw being like, sir, the snap worked successfully. And John Wick's dog died. Excellent. But not John Wick. Thanos being like, oh, no. Oh, man. So,
what you got for us, Roscoe?
I have for you. So, recently, a couple of weeks ago, Skyward Sword re-released on the Switch. It was originally a Wii game, but they re-released it for the Switch. And I've been playing the crap out of that. One part of it that makes me just go, huh? So, the entire time you're playing the game, there's this, like, let's just call it a evil earthworm just going around.
Earthworm Jim. Got it.
Yeah. Going around eating, like, pulling some Galactus stuff. Pulling some Galactus stuff. That's the easiest way I can simplify it for all of our listeners. And so you go down from your sky loft because the real planet is just so desolate and full of monsters and toxic that the human race had to just resort to like living in the sky because magic, power, yeah. Friendship.
Yep.
Yep. You know, video game logic. So, and when you fight that monster and then Ganondorf comes and you're just like, so Ganondorf can basically live through anything at this point? Because Link has killed Ganondorf at least, how many Legend of Zelda video games? At least 25.
Yeah, like, well, can and they Mario come up has killed Bowser how many times?
Exactly, but still, like, how many times are they going to recycle the same, yes, he has the Triforce of Courage, Zelda has the Triforce of Wisdom, Ganondorf has the Triforce of Strength. Like, can they come up with a new villain? Because, like, even if they use a facade, like, in Twilight Princess, Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess, I've played it 4 times on 4 different consoles. Anyway.
You have a problem.
Twilight Princess was my favorite. 2006 Twilight Princess on the GameCube. Anyway, they have a sometimes they use a facade villain, and in Twilight Princess it was this guy named Zant, and he was from like your fairy's world. Like you have a he had a special fairy. Her name was Midna in Twilight Princess. Okay. And they the entire game you think you're fighting this one guy. And then Ganondorf shows up. Surprise! Ah! You know, like
gotcha, bitch.
Exactly. Like, let just. I mean, I was like, cause like you're just like, oh man, an original villain. Blah 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 blah. Turns out he was working for Ganondorf the entire time. You're just like, oh, this old song and dance, you know. Yeah. So yeah, that is my video game that made you go, huh?
The same villain every time, huh?
Pretty much. Ganondorf is unkillable apparently.
And then when you get to the end of the Legend of Zelda stories and you've played all the games, you realize the true villain is yourself.
The power was within you all along.
All you had to do is tap your heels together and tap your heel, what, three times?
Look. The Wicked Witch of the West was trying to, like, solve things. And the Wicked Witch of the East was just like, nah. Let her, the Scarecrow, this Lion Man, this Tin Man run around, do whatever. The Wicked Witch was trying to, like, get things done, dog.
Speaking of the Wicked Witch, have you seen Oz? And as well, Wicked is, I think, a play that they did.
Yeah, I actually saw Wicked on Broadway on a 12th grade band trip. No, it was 11th grade band trip. But yeah, I saw Wicked. Yeah, the Wicked Witch wasn't that wicked. She was just trying to get things sorted out. And Dorothy in that, and Toto. Right,
look here, this shit didn't drop the house on my sister. Right. I just want to talk to him.
I just want to talk.
I'm going to kill him. I just want to talk to him.
Like, look. So yeah, after seeing Wicked, I don't blame the Wicked Witch at all.
Oh, we know where you stand, villain.
Yeah. Anti-hero.
So you're gonna anti the hero, got it.
Look, Toto has to go. He ain't blessing the rains down in Africa no more. It's the name of the band, Toto by Africa by Toto.
Got it.
It was a music joke.
Okay. It was a music joke, not a sick joke. Got it. Okay.
Anyway, who's your comic relief, damn it?
You sure it was a music joke?
Oh, I'm sure.
Or was it? With you, Roscoe.
That being said, speaking of music, no, screw the comic relief. I want to talk about Phil Collins real quick. Phil Collins released the greatest soundtrack to a Disney movie ever. Tarzan? Y'all didn't listen to the Tarzan soundtrack.
The whole soundtrack was, oh!
Okay, for reference, Phil Collins over Lion King? Yeah.
Over Hakuna Matata.
Yeah, all that. I don't give a damn.
For real, over the Scar. Wait a minute. Now, everybody know they was flipping out when that Scar music video came out with the hyenas. The Scar video with the hyenas. You all ready for that? They got an Oscar for that video.
The Frozen soundtrack beats that. Who also got an Oscar.
You know how hard it is to train a lion, to train hyenas, to do.
Despicable Me did have Happy, but Pharrell Williams, you know, look, okay, real quick. Have you heard of the Pharrell Williams theory? Pharrell Williams is actually a vampire, and that's why he doesn't age, along with Snoop Dogg.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it, and Nicolas Cage, and a few others.
Yeah, a few others. They don't age, but let's be quiet before Ellen DeGeneres and the gang come for us. Anyway, But Phil Collins, he was the one that came up with Mike Tyson's intro music. Do 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 do. So yeah, Phil Collins. He didn't have to go that hard on the Tarzan soundtrack, but he did. And he did it for us.
That song's on the soundtrack?
The Tarzan soundtrack?
That was on it?
No, I can.
Then what? Huh?
So you it's a whole separate soundtrack.
Got it.
Go watch Tarzan.
So his and Brother Bear. And Brother Bear. From outside the soundtrack, but we're going to apply it to the soundtrack. Got it.
So, Chris, who you got for our comic relief today? Oh, shit. Never mind. Screw the quick draw again. No. Sorry. Cut all this. Damn it. No, it's not. Quick draw.
This is the second time you screwing.
I don't care about the comic relief. I want the quick draw. The fans want the quick draw. Who you got?
The quick draw or the comic relief? Which one?
The quick draw. Pew, pew.
Pew, pew? Pew, pew, like Spider-Man and dead pew, pew, pew guns?
No, the one you pray at. Anyway, go on.
You pray at the pew? So when you leave, is it pewn after you've prayed at the pew? Has it been pewn?
Ask your question.
All right, Roscoe. Quick draw.
Pew.
Let's see. Oh, all right. So, I'm sorry. I just can't.
No, you're good. You're good. Oh, our producer's yawning. We're boring him.
All right. Our producer's yawning. Good job. Good job. Good job. All right. Quick draw. So we have for today's quick draw. Who do you call it for? Ego on Ego's planet. Versus the WandaVision Scarlet Witch. Yeah, remember from Guardians of the Galaxy 2, on his planet, he had like almost unlimited power.
Mm-hmm.
But then
no magic.
We all know who Scarlet Witch is.
Yeah, we all know. No magic. I mean, he's not magical. He's just controlling.
Yeah, he's not
the
magical,
planet.
So he wouldn't have runes set up to stop her or anything.
Right.
Like that.
And she couldn't exactly stop him either.
Yeah, because he like regenerates.
Unless
like,
she somehow figures out how to set off a bomb in, at his core.
And get Groot to run in there and push the button.
You know. But Ego the planet versus, I'm going to give it to Wanda.
Okay.
So at the end of the day, she could just blow him up.
You think so? Can she blow him up fast and he can regenerate? You remember
he is the youngest Sentinel.
When he
not
used
Sentinel,
his body
Celestial.
Celestial, yeah. When he used his body in his fight against Star-Lord, and Star-Lord went at him with the guns, he pretty much destroyed that physical body. But you have to
just
destroy destroy the brain inside the planet. Otherwise, mm-hmm. everything's coming back. So you think mm-hmm. she has that power level to,
I mean, we've already discussed that Phoenix and Wanda have the same destructive powers.
Okay.
So, I mean, and she's a walking Nexus event. You know what I mean?
So you think like she's gonna bring Kang along in the TVA?
But I'm gonna give it to Wanda simply because of her planet destroying capabilities.
Okay, cool.
You know, yeah. So I got one for you.
All right, what you got for me, Roscoe?
All right. Quick draw. Green Goblin versus the Joker. Green Goblin, he got his pumpkins. He has this, like, flight thing on his feet. Joker, he has his mob. He has his guns, all that. Who you see coming out on top. But one-on-one, though.
So one-on-one, so it's, the mob's not involved.
Mob's not involved. I just.
But Joker has all his tricks, all his gadgets.
All yes.
Oh man, that's a good one. Wow. Actually, I think I might give that to Green Goblin for one point. He has the air superiority.
Mm.
He has a way of getting out of reach of Joker and still being able to damage him.
Mm.
But if Joker gets him off that glider, it's all Joker.
It's done.
If he gets him off the glider, it's over.
All right. I smell that. One more for you.
All right.
Quick draw. The Mandalorian.
All right.
The Mandalorian versus the Punisher. Who you see coming out on top of that?
Punisher.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. That's a
good one. They're both great bounty hunters.
You both plan well.
Yeah, they both plan well.
Is what Baby Yoda with the Mandalorian?
Baby Yoda is with the Mandalorian.
Okay, that's a game changer, the Mandalorian. Because at the end of the day, when it comes to that like moment where the Mandalorian's like trapped and about to die, Baby Yoda's going to use the Force. and then eventually, because like, I feel like they're evenly matched. So one of them's going to catch the other one slipping, mm-hmm. and that's going to be the turning point. But if he has Baby Yoda, when he makes a mistake, Yoda's going to kind of step
bail
in.
Him out.
Yeah, bail him out. And then,
first of all, his name is Grogu. Did you not watch season 2?
I did. Grogu. But out of respect for Yoda, he will forever be Baby Yoda. <All right>. Okay? Any other Yoda species is whatever they are descriptively, Yoda. Like, there's a female Yoda in, which movie was that in? I want to say it was, like, New Hope.
Mm-hmm. Or that terrible Christmas special they tried to do in, like, 1989. It was bad. You know what I'm talking about.
Barely, but yeah.
It was bad.
But we're talking about what was it? It was a female Yoda that's part of the Jedi Council, I think, or something like that. One of the movies, and she's there for like a second. She looked so bad, like her hair wasn't done or anything.
Oh no! It's a trap. So you're giving it to the Mandalorian in that situation?
Yeah, I'm giving it to Mandalorian, but especially because like at the end of the day, his tech is gonna outrank.
Whatever
castle okay. so much like
all right
his firepower is a whole nother level.
All right, well, speaking of tech,
Ken.
let's up the ante a little bit. Mandalorian versus the predator. Mm-hmm.
Now I would want to give that to the Predator, however his track record isn't as strong as you would think. Like all of his movies about him getting defeated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Arnold got him, Glover got him, the island full of people got him. Yeah. Like all his movies about when he comes against a real G, he folds. I'm sorry. Like he kills a lot of people, but you know, Arnold steps in the ring, he folds. I see him folding to the Mandalorian.
All right, at the end of the day. Cool. All right. Mandalorian.
Is this a quick draw or a shooting range?
Look.
Mandalorian is taking him out. He's like, all right.
Look.
I'm going to find somebody that can kill
him. No, I'm going to find someone that can find him. Kill the Mandalorian, damn it. No, we already have Mandalorian versus Batman. We did. And Batman came out on top.
Yeah.
Mandalorian is LL Cool J, Samuel L. Jackson, and Ice Cube. The three survivors from all horror movies.
Oh, well, first of all, Sam Jackson's going to die.
Oh, no. You see LL Cool J and Ice Cube walking away from the Mandalorian, escaping the Mandalorian.
At some point, due to fight Ice Cube, like, yeah, come on. That's funny because like his fight in Anaconda with the snake parallels his fight with Debo. Cause did he hit the snake with a trash can too?
He did.
Oh no.
That's Ice Cube's go to trash can.
And the Kata at the end of the movie, the snake had a quote. He's like, I'm a man without it.
All right. So Mandalorian wins. Yes. No. That's it. Mandalorian wins. Mandalorian versus Mario. Anyway, sorry. What you got for a comic release this week, Chris?
Oh, my. Oh, man.
Can he beat Goku? Can the Mandalorian beat Goku?
Kakarot. That might be a good fight.
No, it wouldn't be a fight.
This is what you have to realize about the Mandalorian. He is an intergalactic bounty hunter. He's run into a few Gokus in his life. He has to have.
He almost got his ass kicked by a rhino until Grogu.
They caught him by surprise. He killed that thing that was eating the whole planet. What was that thing? It was eating the people and the sand people.
The dragon thing.
Big worm dragon thing. Yeah. Like, nobody even thought that that was possible.
Yeah, Goku.
That's not in Goku's character, though.
Frieza could just laser beam that thing. Pew! There we go.
I'm just saying, like, Goku is like...
How's that for a quick draw?
Goku has the Superman syndrome, but his powers back it up because he gets hurt, he gets stronger.
See, the
but
thing like, is, Goku just, would hand Thanos the Infinity Stones just to see how strong Thanos could get.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly the reason why Goku would lose. He's going to give Thanos the Infinity Stones just for to have a challenge.
So
what would he give the Mandalorian?
All the armor and weapons he needs. You know what? Exactly. Damn it, Goku.
And then fuck around and slip on a banana peel.
Finally, Chris, who do you have for our comic relief? Wait, no!
Oh, man. No, forget the comic relief. For our comic relief today, we got Arsenal_904.
Uh-huh.
I'm checking out his Instagram here. He looks like he collects a lot of your classic action figures, a lot of the collectibles.
Mm.
You actually have, oh, that's one of the Stormtroopers with a machine gun. What's the big machine gun? The Gatling railgun.
Yeah. So you mean
some Power Rangers and forget this, the Gold Lion. I forget his name.
Oh, from Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, yeah, the Gold Lion. Yeah.
And the box dude from Street Fighter. I am bad with names. What's his name?
It's all good.
Guile, I think is his name.
Guile.
Yeah.
With the blonde hair and the hairdo.
And they wonder why I forgot that name. Yeah, either way, though, like, you check out his Instagram. Mm. Definitely someone to follow if you like the classic cartoons and comic books. He has a lot of the toys, a lot of the memorabilia and stuff like that.
Ooh, action figures, Chris. Action figures.
They're collectibles. Thank you very much. But he also has, NES games.
No. Oh.
Cool.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Leave Your Powers at the Door. Once again, I'm your host, Roscoe, and my co-host, Chris.
And remember to pick your powers up on the way out the door.
Cue the band.
1, 2, 3.